Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch faith. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the Alternative chart.
Alrighty then. No, sorry. Too early in the 90s for that phrase. Just yet. And I say that because we are only at March 16th, 1991, with this next song to go, number one. But before we get into the song, let's take a look at the week of March 16th, 1991. If you were going to the cinema that week, you were probably going to see Sir Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs.
Most serial killers keep some sort of trophies from their victims.
I didn't.
No. No, you ate yours.
Gross. Anyway, topping the Billboard Hot 100 was Mariah Carey with her hit song, Someday. Someday, hey, hey, hey. Boy, you're gonna pay, cause baby, I'm the one skipping sports. You know, I wish I could whistle tone like Mariah Carey. Should I try? Let's move on. Going to number one for the week of March 16th, 1991 on the Modern Rock chart for a monstrous, for the time, 8 consecutive weeks was the mega hit Losing My Religion from the Athens, Georgia college rockers, R.E.M. That's me in the corner. This is the one, the song that pushed R.E.M. from underground college rock radio to mainstream success. The lead single from their Out of Time record, this mandolin-driven, kind of meandering track, was an unlikely hit for the group. And what a hit it actually turned out to be. Not only did the song have an extensive 8-week stay on the Modern Rock chart, it also topped the mainstream rock chart for 3 weeks and went all the way to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. It also went to number 1 in the Netherlands, Belgium, and Poland, and all the way to number 19 in the UK. Losing My Religion has also been certified platinum in both the UK and the US. Lots of people seem to like this song. Oh no, I said too much. I said it up. Consider this, hint of the century, consider this. So what's this song even about? Many assume it's about religion, given the title, and you know, that would make sense. But singer Michael Stipe says the themes explored in his lyrics have absolutely nothing to do with religion at all.
What the song is about has nothing to do with religion, and it's an old Southern term that means that something has challenged your faith to such a degree that you might lose your religion. I loved the idea of writing a song about unrequited love, about holding back and reaching forward and then pulling back again and reaching forward again. And the thing that really for me is the most thrilling is that you don't ever really know if the person that I'm reaching out for is aware of me, if they even know that I exist. And so it's this really tearful, like heartfelt thing that found its way into one of the like best pieces of music that the band ever gave me. Every whisper, every waking hour,
I'm choosing my confessions. Stipe even said on the Netflix show Song Exploder that the themes of obsessional love explored in Losing My Religion were actually heavily influenced by The Police and their song Every Breath You Take. You know that creepy stalker song by Sting? Yeah, that one. Basically, Stipe says the song is the story of this narrator bearing his soul and attempting to find hidden meaning in this desperate situation by driving himself mad in the process. Consider this swim that brought me to my knees pale. What if all these fantasies come flailing around? Now? The musical origins of this song come from guitarist Peter Buck purchasing a mandolin back in the late 1980s. The first time he played around with the mandolin, he recorded his session, and during it, he actually stumbled across what would become the main riff of Losing My Religion. When it came to the final recording of the song, Buck played the piece entirely live with zero overdubbing. That was just a dream. Speaking of recording, Stipe was super concerned about capturing the right feel for his vocal delivery on this song in the studio. He had recorded several takes and none of them were to his liking. He eventually became, and I quote, hot and bothered during the session, so he took off most of his clothes and recorded what would become the final take of the song, mostly naked. There's a visual for you next time you listen to it. I'm now sad too much. I haven't said enough. Losing My Religion marked the point in the band's career when they went from an underground alternative act to a worldwide success. They were honestly surprised Losing My Religion was chosen as the lead single from the album, as it clocks in at almost 5 minutes and has no real hook. But not only was the song chosen to represent the album, it became their most successful release. That's me in the corner. So much success that the song actually won a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group in 1991. It also took home many accolades, including several MTV Video Awards for the video directed by Tarum Singh. The imagery in the video, biblically inspired, is tied together by images of Michael Stipe dancing in a very unique way, to say the least. Stipe credits Sinead O'Connor's dancing from her Emperor's New Clothes video and David Byrne's dancing from the Talking Heads' Once in a Lifetime video as being the main inspiration for his moves. You can really see it if you take a look. Eye on you, like a hurt, lost, and blind. The original demo of the song was actually entitled Sugar Cane on a July 1990 recording at an Athens, Georgia studio. Consider this slip that brought me to my knees pale. What if all these fantasies come flailing around? Now I've said too much. You can get this song in a 7-inch single with the B-side Rotary 11, a 12-inch single with Rotary 11 on the B-side as well, and a live cover of Lou Reed's After Hours. Check that out. There's also two UK collector's edition CDs. The first one with a live Stand on the B-side, as well as a live Turn You Inside Out and a live World Leader Pretend. Lots of live tracks. The second UK collector's single has a B-side called Fretless and a live acoustic Losing My Religion, as well as the B-side Rotary 11. Check out all of those wherever it is that you get your music, whether it's digital, whether it's hard copy, whether it's vinyl, you turn on the radio, all kinds of things. And be sure to tune in to this podcast again next time for the next song to go number one on the modern rock chart. And check me out on Twitter at DJBKRetro. Dream, just a dream.